繁殖の時期になるとここは私の縄張りですって言って結構
We're standing in the Mafra wetlands at the moment and we have a Japanese TV crew here and a few bird watchers. Everyone is on the lookout for the unique Latham snipe.
One of the larger wading birds. Its plumage is a scalloped fawny brown colour. The tip of its tail has got rufous colouring. The legs are grey-green.And it's got a long, straight bill that it uses to probe the mud for its food.
The snipe chases the warm weather, leaving the freezing temperatures of Japan to arrive in sunny Gippsland in summer. Long-time Gippsland birdwatcher Duncan Fraser says the largest number of the snipes that he's seen in Gippsland was back in the early 90s.
The entire population migrates down to eastern Australia to escape the northern winter.And this wetland reserve has always been a hotspot for them. And in 1992, in February, just before they flew back north, they flocked down here and I counted 200, which was outstanding.
Birdwatcher Duncan Fraser and Japanese film company Hokkaido Television Broadcasting have something in common. They both find the Latham snipe fascinating.News Department Director Nobu Yamagami says he wants to raise awareness of the conservation efforts being made to protect the birds in his David Attenborough-style documentary.
By visiting this area with a researcher, we can learn about how you preserve wetlands because the Latham snipe lives in good conditioned habitats.So, yeah, we would like to know about how you are preserving good conditioned habitats and also how it affects human lives.
Tatsuya Ura is a senior research biologist with the Wild Bird Society of Japan. He's part of a team that placed satellite trackers on the Latham snipes to find out where their flight routes go.
By understanding the flight routes, we were hoping to know how we can preserve the Latham snipe and also if they stop over somewhere, then if there are any issues for preserving the species.
There's about 30,000 of the snipe left in the world, but the population is decreasing. Mr. Ura says the bird is about to be registered as a threatened species in Japan.Here in Victoria, it's listed as vulnerable, as Professor Peter Fisher from RMIT University explains.
Basically because I think we've got economic development in the flyway and it's taking out some of the staging, stepping over points. Or there's also the wetlands in both countries are under pressure from drought, climate change and so forth.
In partnership with Japan, RMIT University will this year launch a mobile app to raise conservation awareness. Professor Fisher says the app is the first of its kind and will allow people across the world to watch the birds in the Mafra wetlands and also follow a live tracker of their migration.
It's basically an interactive device which gives the users a sort of a view of nature as it's occurring now. The cameras which are installed are virtually live and they transmit the last 20 images of the day.There's a camera where we're standing now.
Professor Fisher is hoping thousands of people will use the app internationally and get young people interested in protecting birds.
It's trying to build a bridge between those who think their reality is what appears on a screen and the reality which is out there, said he, pointing at the wetland. You're certainly not going to beat that sort of dominance of the screen. But if you can show that the screen itself can reveal the wonders of nature, then at least some of the people...will be captivated sufficiently to take up the cause. And in that sense, we hope it will build up a constituency for conservation of the snipe and other migratory birds.
Ross Meggs from Fauna Tech in Bairnsdale installed the cameras that the app connects to.
They're motion-triggered infrared cameras, and we install them in specially designed camouflaged housings made of hollow logs and that sort of thing to suit the environment. And obviously they've got to be waterproof because they're sitting in a wetland. They're robust, they're waterproof, and they're fairly intelligent as well.
When the Latham snipe documentary airs in Japan next week, Wellington Shire Mayor Carolyn Crosley hopes it will have flow-on tourism benefits for Gippsland.
Certainly an area that we feel that our wetlands from the edge of the Gippsland Lakes is a very accessible area for people to visit, to see the birds, on, both on the boardwalk and the sail wetlands and out in the Hart Morass, that it's a fantastic opportunity for a potential development of tourism to visitors from Japan to actually follow the birds and visit us in Gippsland.